you couldn't be in a fridge.
Kumlana Blanca Mudda, 134 days left for this Marzeh before we start again Masech Brachos. Beginning of Masech Krisis. Okay, Zog the Mishnah, Shloishim v'sheish Krisis b'Teide, there are 36 different Avedas that attract Kodesh in the Teide, but some of the Kodesh is when there were no Edim, and there's no Hasroah, there were Edim Hasroah, some of them you'll get capital punishment, you might get Skila, you might get Tzreifa, you might get other punishments. All of them you get Malkus for, except there's one day you hold, you don't get Malkus. I'm Chai v'Krisis in Mor Makas, Rabbi Yitzchok there. So 36 in the Taita, and he names them Habo al Aim. If you have relations with your mother, Aliyah's of the father's wife, your stepmother, Ala Kala, and your daughter-in-law, Habo al Hazochun, relations with a male, Ala Behema, relations with an animal, the Isha Hamavi Habehema Leo, or if the woman brought the animal on herself.
Page one.
The Rashi says the way they're bunched together is by the kind of capital punishment they have. So all of these cases here, chayiv skila. Habo alisha bita. Someone has a relationship with his wife, a woman, and her daughter. Or the aishas ish habo, or aishas ish, or a married woman. These you don't get skila. Page aleph. Habo ala choisa, he had a cupcake yesterday, so you should remember.
I didn't need it.
Oh, so where is it? Habo ala choisa, if someone had relations with his sister, ala chois of even the same token, the sister of the father, ala choisi, my sister, the mother, ala chois ishtar, the sister of his wife, val eishes achiv, of the wife of your brother, we're not talking about a yibum, val eishes achay aviv, of the wife of your uncle, val eishes achay imay, mother's brother, wife, al hanide, or nide, or ha megadiv, Rashi said megadiv is a machlek, is what the megadiv means, cursing Hashem. Right here's a chair. Right here's a chair. Megadif means either someone who curses Hashem, or Megadif means somebody who sings tunes to Avodah Zarah. And the first you already asked Rashi that Lecheda, that argument is only regarding the Pasuk and the Teda, but in our Mishnah, whenever it says Megadif in the Mishnah, it definitely means someone who curses Hashem.
Is this Rashi here, or is this someone else?
So they keep on saying that the few lines that don't make sense was written by someone else and put in. But whoever wrote it in, you know, might have been somebody else important. So you can't just dismiss it out of hand.
That's what they're saying.
That's what I see. Megadiv, Oyvid Avodah Zarah, somebody worships Avodah Zarah, and that's a problem also. If Megadiv here means singing tunes to Avodah Zarah, that is worshiping Avodah Zarah. Why is it a separate thing? If somebody gives of his children to them, Galochim, they pass the kids through the fires, others are talking about hurling them in the fire. Ubaloi, the one who does the kishav oiv, or mechal shabbos, or a tamesha ochal kaidish, somebody was tamei and he ate hegdish, or habola migdish tamei, somebody walked in. You want to show Javi where it is? Haboy el hamigdish tamei, right in the middle. Or if you walk inside the base of Mikdash while you're tamei, or a oichel chaylev v'dam v'noisir upigel, if somebody eats treifa fats or blood, or the leftover of a carbon, or pigel if a kohen had the wrong thought in mind, and as a result of that, even though you ate in the right time, you chayv kares, v'hashaychit umayle b'chut, if somebody shechts a carbon that should have been brought in the base of Mikdash, shechts it outside, or he's makiv it outside, v'oichel chametz b'pesa, this is the only one of two exceptions where you get kares for an say, all the Kuras, and you did something wrong. Hey, you just didn't do the right thing. You didn't bring the Karan Pesach. And the Pasuk says, Yechayev Kuras. And so too, by Bris Milah, as we'll see.
Oichel va'isim
malachim
kippurim. He's not bringing the Karan Pesach?
Sorry?
Does Oichel Chametz Pesach mean he's not bringing the Karan Pesach?
Oh, sorry, I'm mixing up. I'm ahead. Sorry, you're almost right. Totally ahead. You didn't know that way of eating Chametz Pesach. Take it all back.
Sorry,
I'm a little bit jet lagged. It's all right. I'm a fat. No, thank you. V'ha'ichel v'ayis malachim kippurim. If you eat or do malachim kippur, you chayv kares. Shemen, and if somebody goes ahead and he makes, creates the, replicates the oil that was done, or Ramafatim Zaktitis, or the Ktitis that was replicates was done in the base of Migdish, Vahasoch as Hashemen Amishke, or he smears it using that oil on the person. Now comes the Tumah and says, Vahpesach Vahamila. Pesach and Mila, both mitzvahs asei, and yet you get chorus for them. Because each one says chorus. Machlek is Rambam and the Ravid when you get chorus by Bris Mila. The Rambam says you don't get chorus till the day you die, because every day you're able to fix it, being mali yourself. The Ravid says as soon as you bar mitzvah, if you're not gemalit, you're chayiv chorus already. If you remember, chorus is you get cut off at the age of 50 and you don't have children, or if you had children, Nachman Salam, they also get cut off. Mishad Shemaim is by the age of 60. That's why he makes it a big party at the age of 60, because as Rabbi Yosef said, now that's it, no more kodesh, no more mitzvah shemayim, because I've surpassed that.
No, but kodesh is something different than physical death.
Kodesh is physical death.
I thought kodesh was coming off of the soul.
In addition, over and above. But kodesh you don't get when you're under 20, it has to be 20 and above.
If you can't, in a boy 13 cannot be killed, which is about the 13th form.
He's responsible, and if they murder somebody, they're going to be killed in our courts. But if Misa de Shemayim, according to most opinions, the Chacham Tziyagis, according to most opinions, Misa de Shemayim you don't get until you're 20. The Gemara Babasa says that 20 is when you're mature for property sales. So no, the Gemara itself recognizes there's different levels of maturity. And we bring a raya, one of the rayas we bring is, the Rambam writes it's 20, but one of the rayas we bring is from Yitzchak, when the Eibishter, the end of Golus, said the kids have sinned. So the Eibishter went to Avram, the kids have sinned. Mor Shabbos, the Pechester. Avram said, well, they sinned, let them stay where they are. And he went to Yitzchak, went to Yaakov. And Yitzchak says, they're my children, but they're not your children. Let's make a deal. The first 20 years don't count. Dalchav Dulayanishtu. First 20 years, then get punished. Remains 50 years. 50 years, a third of that, people sleep, and you know, they don't have time to sin. So it remains a chaku, you know, whatever it is, 15 years. So I'll take half of that on my places, and you take the other half of your places, and we'll forgive the Yidden. So Mashiach will come. Exactly. Yitzchak was a gatavino. Dafki Yitzchak was Gevura, who was, you know, the one who was very harsh. Yeah. But exactly. That was when he was alive. No, we have another thing called Heim Bigdoisha Vlay Yangmar Chagiga. Heim Bigdoisha Vlay Yamin. Sometimes the Eivisha takes away young people before they sin, while they're still the Kedoshim, so that they don't end up sinning. Or, as Chassid is explaining, some people, the Chatzchila, the destiny was to live only 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. That was a plan, to make up for Gilgul Neshama of something else in the previous life. Famous story of the Pope. Yeah, then we go, or the Prince. Es Hashem and Hamishcha, Ba Pesach, Ba Hamila, Mitzvah say. Al elu chayovin as doinu kodes. All of these, if you did it deliberately, you get kodes. But al shgogosoi, if you did it inadvertently by mistake, you get a chatas. Rashi goes through the long Rashi's here, explaining every aveda. How can you make a mistake? What do you mean you slept with your sister by mistake? You thought it was your wife, you know, or your father's wife. You thought it was your wife, and you know, it was pitch black in those days, and it was dark, and you were very sneezing. You didn't talk, so you end up in the wrong room. And so on and so forth. So Rashi goes through and explains how every single one of these things is shaykh to make a mistake. Megadif, he was, the mistake was, he thought that you're not allowed to curse with Hashem four letter, and he only cursed Hashem's two letters. And so on and so forth. Or Avodah Zarah, he thought that you're not allowed to do certain Avodah Zarah, but maybe bowing down, you're allowed to do Avodah Zarah. So that's why. What happened? You're not sure if he did an Aveda. Then an Asham Tali. Then we bring the famous Asham Tali, the Asham that's in doubt. The only. When do you bring an Asham Tali? Whenever you bring a normal Chatas. If you knew you did an Aveda, you bring a Chatas Kavua, a fixed kind of Chatas. And then if you didn't know if you did an Aveda, you do an Asham Tali. However, if you did an Aveda, it's a Chatas Oyle V'yoyled. It's a chatas that goes up and down, is commensurate to how much you can afford. Then if you did it by mistake, there's no such thing as Ashram Tali. There's no Ashram Tali where there's a chatas Eil V'yedid. Says the Mishnah, V'alloy hoyde shalahem Ashram Tali, chutz min ha-metamei migdash, the case of somebody's metamei the migdash, or v'kotshav. Or, you know, he walks with a tamei in the migdash, he walks away with a migdash in his tamei, or he eats kotshim while his tamei. There, there's no asham tali. Why? Because the chatas that they bring, since the chatas they bring is an oilav yaded, so there's no, what do you call it? There's no asham tali if they didn't know the din laver or not. Chachom say af hamegadiv. Also, by megadiv, there's no asham tali. Shenem atoida achaz yilechem. There's one din for those who did bishgoga. Yotze megadiv she'enu oisem meiser. Says lo oisem bishgoga. When only those who make a shgoga, then we say there's an ashen tali. But megadiv is not doing a meiser. He's talking. Either he's singing, or he is cursing. So he's talking. Rabbi Yechon holds that, but not in every respect. Not when it comes to this din over here about a carbon. In more respect. Says the Gemara, we go through the Mishnah, is why do you have to tell me the 36? If you enumerate them, you tabulate them, then we can count ourselves the 36. What are you trying to negate? Trying to highlight something. Yes, he's trying to highlight Sheim Osim Kulam Helam Achas. He did all 36 in one go with one helm. He didn't realize any of these were Avedis. Chayiv Akol Achas V'Achas. You don't say, oh, it was one forgetfulness. He didn't know there's a Teda. You chayiv each one separately. You get killed once or killed 36 times. Nafkamina, if you did it by mistake. How many Kabbanis Chatoyis do you have to bring? Vesu, Hadat Nan, it says, okay, now we're talking about numbers. Let me ask, it says, Obis Malachas, Mem Chasan Achas, a total of 39 Malachas. Then Yon Alomali, we can count that Mishnah there in Shabbos, and we'll see exactly how many there are. So again, Sheim, Osun, Kulam, Behelam Achas, Chayib, Akal Achab Achas. If you did all every Malacha without realizing this is a Malacha, as long as you knew it's Shabbos, because we learned more there in the seventh Pedic. If you forgot that it's Shabbos, then you only bring one. If you forgot that it's Shabbos, then if you don't know how many Malachas you do, you only bring one carbon because it's one forgetfulness. Here you knew it's Shabbos, but you didn't know this Malacha. Know that malacha, so no matter how many malachas it is, you bring a chatas for each one. So that's why I have to tell you, that's what it tells you, 39. Shaykh, the 39 kabbalas. Vesu, furthermore, hodit now we learned, dalin mechusari kapoda, that four people that they require, even after they bring their kabbalas, a zav, a mitzayda, they still have to bring their carbon for a kapoda, is why I have to count four. We can see it's four. La Fukir or Lesman Yaakov. This comes to the gate of Lesman Yaakov. But he says, hey, Habit is the fifth one. The Tanya, Lesman Yaakov, he made a gate. He holds that a gate, even after going through the whole gate, is Kabbalah, and Mitzvah, and Mila, and everything else, he needs to bring a carbon. It's called Hartzoah Saddam. Just like the Edom and Matan Teda, they were the Moshe Rabbeinu sprayed blood on everybody, so to the gate. So a gate is incomplete, and now there's no base of Migdash. He holds that every gate is incomplete. And gate Mechusa Kapora, Ach Yizik Dam, all of he's not complete until you spray the blood on him. And therefore, Ahochi Tonidale, that's what it says for. Tell you, we don't agree with him. Okay, it's not a Mechusa Kapora. So, furthermore, we learned Dalit Mevi and Allah Zodin Kishgoga. There are four different Avedas that even though that if you did a major, still bring a carbon. Asham, like if he swore, you know, Pekodin, you swore false. You said they know that I never took the money from you, and then he admitted later. So, you bring, you know, if it's a mistake, you bring a carbon. Even if you did a major, you bring a carbon. He's been Yon Alumbly wanted to tell me, La Fukim Rab Shimon. This comes to negate Rab Shimon. The Tanya Rab Shimon, I'm a Shavuas HaPekodin, that he holds a Shavuah when it comes to Pekodin. Lainitin is Daina Likapora. That mazid over there cannot be brought a kapara. And if I hawk it on a dali, that's what it says for. I tell you, not like Rav Shimon, we include also the Shavuot Pekodin. So how did Nami learn? Hey, mevi and carbon echad alvez harbim. That there are five different cases where you can bring one carbon, even though you repeated the Aveda a number of times. Minyan alumbly, all of these things will be learned later on in this page, in this Masechta. Is Minyan alumbly, what you need to tell me the number? Should Gaboy, you miss the Sefer. It wants to tell you the Sefer Nozir, a Nozir. Im Nitma Tumis Harba. If a Nazir became Tummy a number of times, he became Tummy, he waited 7 days, he cleansed himself, became Tummy again, waited 7 days, cleansed himself, became Tummy again. So if a Nazir is what? He wanted to tell you the Sefer, to tell you that and you bring one carbon for many. Well, Mishkach is law, we find going to eat me b'shvi v'chazer v'nit me b'shvi.
Is that the same Shvi?
It was like this. So you waited 7 days to become Torah. On the eighth day, you have to bring Kabbalahs. But when do you actually become Torah? So the eighth day, you're Mechutz HaKabbalah. So you bring Kabbalah. When you become Torah, there's two opinions. One opinion is you start counting your new days on the eighth day when you bring the Karban. And the other opinion says, on the seventh day, you became Torah. Now starts the new Kabbalah. So if the seventh day is the new cycle, and you became Tummy on the seventh day, but it never had yet a chance to bring a Karban for the first one, becomes like a Hemshech of the Tumas. You became Tummy three times, you're still going to bring one Karban. So here's another example, and this will only follow that opinion. I said the seventh day is the day, your first day of Tara. Umani, who is that? Rabbi Yisi by Yehudi. The Amud says Nazidus to Toyda, that by Nazidus, when it comes to Toyda, it means Shviyu the Chayla, starts from the seventh day. Because Itoim Rebbe, if you're going to say follows Rebbe, Kivan, then Nazidus, the Tara at Shmini le Chayla, Rebbe holds that you don't start your new cycle of counting until the day. You can bring the carbon to the 8 day. Hey, Chimishkachazla, how can you have a case of bringing one carbon from many tumas? Marashach. Eden Nitma Bezayin, if he became Tummy on the 7 day, which he never, that means the first 7 days never finished, all he did was he extended the first 7 days. So it's not a separate Aveda, what's a Kiddush? The Chaz of Nitma Bezayin, Kulu Chadu Tumma Richti, it's more long Tumma, you never get out of the first Tumma. However, and if Taka became Tummy on the 8th day, which is the day you could bring Kabanas, the Chaz of Nitma Beches, then Taka, Kivan the Yotzeh B'Shah Harui L'Havi B'Karman, since you became Tummy on the 8th day when you bring a carbon, it's a separate. It's a totally separate tumah. Yitaka will bring different kabbalas. It's not one carbon. Since you already chayiv a carbon on the first 7 days, and then you became tamei, so now it's a new chayiv. So why does the Mishnah say you bring one carbon on harba tumas? Obviously, you cannot be talking about going to Rebbe. Chayiv a kol achas v'chachas el shemam no Rabbi Yisrael Yehudi. Follows Rabbi Yisrael Yehudi. My Rebbe or my Rabbi Yisrael Yehudi. What's the story? The time we learned. The kiddush is Rosh Hashanah. It says in the pasuk, you should mekadosh your head on that particular day. No, this is talking about after he was mechaped the nazir, and he was chotal on nefesh. Then it's positive. Kiddush es roishe b'yemahu. What do you mean b'yemahu on that day? So it means that we start counting again. B'yayim havoas kavanoisav divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds the 8th day. We're talking which day? What's that day? When do you start counting again? When's kiddush es roishe? On the day that you bring your kabbanis, the 8th day. However, if you don't the 7th day, you finish counting. You take your haircut. That's the day you start counting again. So furthermore, how did Nami learn? Hey, mevi and carbon oil of a yoded. That five different cases that you're bringing that oil carbon that's not fixed. It's not a chatas kavu. It's a chatas oil of a yoded, depending on how much you can afford.
Isn't the default position actually
yoded?
Because the chatchil assumption is you can bring the best.
No, we don't. The chatchil assumption we think always look for the baini, the sheep. The sheep is the chatchil. If you afford more, you bring the cow. If you afford less, you bring the bird or the mincha. We don't assume that person rich. Like just like by Truma. In Pichas or Heiser. We say you do 1 out of 50. In Pichas or Heiser. So we always focus in the middle. Minyan Lomli.
The Torah says it says the top one first.
Yeah, it's right, true, yeah. True. Minyan Lomli when you're in the Minyan, you're trying to say the Sefer. Nasi ki yoytze behen. There are 5 different avedas that you bring a carbon out of a yadid, like a guy who's tamei or a shvu's bitter. You made a shvu, and you know about what you did do, you didn't do, and you bring a carbon, and the carbon is out of a yadid, or you walk in tamei in the base of Migdash, so tamei you're 8, and chulum. We know that a nasi brings a bezin brings a different kind of a carbon, a parhel and dovish a tibur for an aveda. A nasi brings a seir. But what happens from these? What about those avedas that even a yisrael doesn't bring the fixed chatas? He brings a carbon out of a yadid over there. The Nasi does not bring his carbon. If he forgot one of those Avedas, he does not bring his carbon. What does he do? Either he is potter completely, according to one opinion, or he brings the same carbon as a Yachid, even though he's a Nasi. So why does it say 5? Minyan Lomi, Shetani, say for Nasi ki Yitzbe. And Nasi is what? The same thing like them. When it comes to a carbon over Yated, the Nasi does not have his own carbon if he forgot and did that Aveda, because he's similar. Tony Hey La Fuki Mirablaza says, fine to negate the Rablaza. Amar, he says, Novi may be Seir. Rablaza holds that one of these, and Nasi brings a Seir. So therefore, we tell you that no, that there's 5, that all 5 of them, the Nasi does not bring his Seir. And what does he bring? That's a machlek. He's ready to name if he brings nothing or he brings a carbon like a yachid. And the reason is because a nasi is not shayich to be poor. So the whole musig of oil of the yid is because there's a mitzvah for the people in the community to make sure that their nasim are rich. We had a few times in the Gemara. So it's not shayich poverty by a nasi. So therefore, the whole idea of oil of the yid is not shayich by a nasi. So therefore, he doesn't have his own carbon there. We had the Gemara of 13 of us in Zikin. He goes further, and Rabbi Yishe brings actually this 24 of us in Zikin. Ulabchi minyan lamli. So why does it mean 24? Lafuke, to exclude masur mefagol, a guy who's a masur, even though he's a mazik in the worst kind, but still he doesn't have to pay in that sense, because even though we have mazimam chaviyachedah, but he's not from the oven azikin, because it's not a maisa, it's only dibur or mefagol. The koyin ruined an animal of a person. He even though he has to what do you call it? He has to pay. Both he have to pay, but they're not from the oven azikin. Because it's only a knas, because the Buddha ba'alma, it's a hezik she'ena nikr. No, look at this. All others a zikin has to pay memetav, but these two, a masar has to pay, moisa mamash chaveli have to pay, or a mefagel, the kohen ruins it, he has to pay, but he doesn't pay metav like all other nazikin. You pay the beninus, and Rashi in Baba Kama says that that he's mechashiv ve'oimer. So Rashi seems to say that if the koyin was only mechashiv, yeah, he has to say the words to make it happen, either to make it happen or in order to make it liable. Has to have some kind of a little bit of a meiser. We learn, he said if he did all these cases together, you chayv for each one. Bishleim, but potter legamri lematzam, he can't say he's potter completely. The chesiv, it says, ki kolash yasuk al tevis eila v'nichlem. Anyone who commits any of these crimes and these abominations, he's chayv kodesh. Aleima, ova chodan is chayv chodah, ova kula behelamach is chayv alachad. How do you know to darshan? How you taka know to darshan that all 39? Maybe if he did one of them, you chayv kodesh. But if he did all 39, he's only chayv one kodesh, one karmachatas. How does the Mishnah know that you chayv for each one separately? So the Gemara, no, but the karmachatas. If he did a b'shagi. The Torah talks about all the arroyos, and it mentions kodesh, and then it's separately by his sister. It says kodesh again. Why does it have to say kodesh by his sister? It says if a person takes his sister, what does it say v'nichasu again for, which is already included, to teach you, to tell you that just like achoyis on its own, you get kodesh. So too, any one of that arroyos on its own, you get kodesh. And now, Masker Bir Baya, Ema Achoiso, maybe learn like this. Achoiso, the Porakro, Nechayv Chodo, Allah. Maybe the Achoiso is taka separate, that even if he did Achoiso and something else, Achoiso is always considered Karis. But all the other Arayas, if you did them all together, you only Chayv one. Nechayv Chodo, Love, Kulon, Kivin Helmacher, and Nechayv Alachas. So all we know is Achoiso. How you not learn all the other ones? So the Moragur jumps back. That's the famous rule. What's his question? Me Lesle Hadod Tanya doesn't agree with the famous rule that we learned numerous times, that kol dover shahoya bechlal, anything that was included in the klal, and then viyotzim in a klal, and then the Torah is isolated and talks about it for din. Lelamed comes to teach. Lo lelamed alatzma yotzim is not coming to teach only regarding itself. Elog lelamed on the klal kuli yotzim, just like achoisa is on its own. So too, every single other aveda that's included in the klal is on its own. Ketad. How do we know that? It says, "Now we learn." V'hanefesh asher teichel basar. It says in the pasuk, "The nefesh that will eat meat mezevach hashlamim," and so on and so forth. And you have tamei yekaris. Now, why is there a separate pasuk regarding if you eat shlamim betumah? V'haloi shlamim b'chal kol hakotchim hoya. Right, it says in other places that no person is allowed to eat kotchim while they're tamei. Why does the Torah then highlight dafka shlamim? Yotzu lahakesh alein comes to teach you regarding all the other kabbanis. Ma shlamim shein kotchim mizbech. Just like a shlamim is a karma belongs in mizbech. V'chayovin alein, and you are chayiv if you are tamei and eat from it. Av kol shein kotchim mizbech. Chayovin alein, if you tamei and eat any karma that shayitim mizbech, you are chayiv kodes. And what are you coming to exclude? Yotzu kotchi bedek abayis, animals that you set aside for the base of migdash, for to maintain the base of migdash. If you ate that animal while you were tamei, you don't get kodesh. So we see from there that it teaches you regarding all other kabbanis, teaching you to exclude bedek abayis. No, the same thing over here. So what's Rabbi Abayi is saying, that what's his question? That maybe achoyis is only achoyis is chayv kodesh on its own, but the rest of arayis you chayv one aved and how many arayis you did. How can he say even ask a question? Only Rabbi Abayi, no, you're not right. What did we learn from Ashlamim? We learned to negate from all of them Bedek Abayis. Lav mim amir has, and because we're comparing it to Shlamim. So it's not completely open, a wholesale limud that we learn. Every single thing is the same. We're saying only things which are similar to Shlamim. That what? It's Kotchim Mizbech. What about Kotchim Bedek Abayis? It doesn't apply. No, so maybe the same thing over here. Those are Royas that are similar to Achoisoi. A chayser will never be permitted while she's alive. You can never live with your sister. But there are others where instances we are. Your wife's sister. If your wife if somebody's wife dies, the sister is mutter. So maybe those attacking not separate avedis. If he did that together with something else, you don't get the karas or chatas for that. Because it's not similar to a chayser. That's my question. There's no heter at all while she's alive. Let's say a married woman. A married, not a married. But if the husband dies, or a sister, whatever, this is mutter. Maybe tak over there, if you do that with something else, you don't bring a chatas for it. That's my question. Still, there's a pasuk for that as well. It says a pasuk. If you do any of these toyevis, any of them, which means every one of them, including Eshazish and all those, hukshu kol arayis kul lachoyser, all equated to our choyser. Ma choyser chayov and olav b'nei atzma, abkol chayov and olav b'nei atzma. Each one is separate. Ul Rabbi Yitzchak, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amaru says, chayov ekrisis bechlal hoyer. Rabbi Yitzchak says the chayov ekrisis were all included. Lama yotze, he's the same thing. What you asked? Why our choyser is highlighted? You learned it lechalik. He learned something else. Yotze kares ba choyser l'doyne bekares to tell you that those that get kares, all they get is kares. V'leib malkus, but they don't get malkus. He holds that whoever gets kares does not get malkus. And he said, if he did get malkus, you no longer get kaddish. There's no way you get both punishments. Because we hold, you get malkus and you get kaddish. And he says, no. Chayav increases, if you get malkus, you're potter from kaddish.
So if somebody
ate, yeah, all that. We learned in the third Pedic of Malkus. So he holds, that's the whole Bezdin there in Tzvas that they built. They want to give him a malkus to potter from kaddish. Relying on Rabbi Yitzchak. So lechalik menolei, since he used that choyser, tell you that you only get kaddish and there's no malkus. It's only if you did malkus you put some kaddish, but that's still the punishment is only kaddish. So what? How does he know to be mechalik? Nafkala, he learns it from another pasuk altogether. It says a pasuk, well, isha benidas tumasa loy sikra legal velvasa. So again, this is separated. It should have just said vulanida loy sikra. What do you mean, el isha? Benidus, an extra word, Elisha Benidus. It's a roundabout way of saying your wife is a nida. Say El Nida. What is Elisha Benidus? Lechaleg, I'll call Isha v'Isha. To tell you that every woman has a different, is a different gedda, so you do to have Vedas, that's the chiluk. But Abanu, now me tevi lebe Elisha Benidus Tumasa. Learn that as well. There's Isha and there's Tumasa. Enoch and Ami, right. Nu, so what do they do with Achaisa then? You don't need Achaisa anymore, Lechaleg. They learn from Elisha Benidus Tumasa. So what do they do? Call it, what do? They hold, you do get Malkus. So they don't hold it, Rabbi Yitzchak. So what do they do? The boy leila chalik al achoisa. If somebody is your sister, and achois aviv, if you didn't avail it right now, the Gemara is learning three people: your sister, your father's sister, and your mother's sister. They all sound like a sister, but this different sister. Now what? You get three avedis as well. But you want to handle lamelul lechalik? I need a special limit to tell you that if it's three different people, even though they're all called sister, but this is a sister of your father, this is a sister of your mother, so it's gufus mechalakin and shame is mechalakin. Three different people, three different avedis. So I need a pasuk to tell me you did three avedis with that. Had a shame mechalakin, had a gufus mechalakin. Elaim, you want to come up with a strange scenario, which we have a few times in Christmas. Lechalik and yivamis achoisai shehi achois aviv ushi achoisimai. If your sister happens to be also your father's sister and your mother's sister, so it's one person and three different names, how is that possible? Let's do Rashi. Let's do Rashi. What happened there? Rashi, Achoisa, your sister, she happens to be Achois Aviv, and Achois Imai. The father's lekam peram aloi b'tom b'rishia b'rishia. Obviously, the only way it's possible is a Rashi. Look what happened there. And here in the Sugarayim says Kusi, because couldn't imagine a Yid would do this. So we say. Interesting that word kusvi. Habo al imoy. Somebody had relations with his mother. Okay? Makes it worse. Now, right now it's a yid.
No,
it's a yid. So why go? A yid, we're talking about Eden here. Talking about Arois Eden. Why Bachal go off? It's as if we couldn't imagine that a yid would be a Rashia by Rashia. Habo al imoy. He had relations with his mother. The Hoylichte Bonus. Okay, Halkop. So you have here, okay, you can't even use Jewish names here, but you had somebody, so A had relations with his mother, and he had two daughters.
Mary and Jane.
Okay, you remember those names. Ubo al Achas Mehen. Then he had relations with one of his daughters, who happens to be his sister, because it's his mother's daughter. The Hoylid Ben, they had a son. So the son now is his son and also his brother. It's his nephew. And then the Ben had relations with the other daughter, with the sister of this man. So now, and she achois aviv. Now this daughter is the sister of her father, and the sister of her mother. Okay, you draw the pictures, bring it in on Sunday. And here you're a thought, since it's the act of the day, it's his mother is his sister, and his father, the sister of his father, sister of his mother, and his own sister. From Ashalon, they still get to the Avedis. That's what you need it for, very important. But Rabbi Yitzchak, you know, it was incest, these things can happen all the time. No, we're looking at the all three. It's his sister as well, because he is born from a father that gave birth to these two daughters. So these two daughters are also his sister. He's just a later generation. It's incest in the old days. That's what happened. We learned that Avodah Zarah for incest was taken away. But that's what before that. Okay.
What was it, a year ago, 2 years ago, they found this family in
New
South Wales?
Yes, yeah, in Yas over there. More years ago.
There's
a whole... All
like
the Keturin,
yeah. Whole
going on there. That's right. And a lot of them were sick as well, because genetically very unhealthy.
Yeah. What? The story of the guy in Austria also, they found...
And that was with his daughter, locked up.
Yeah, 15 years or something. Never. Okay. So how did know that? He's using lachaisa to tell you that you don't get malchus. So where does he know that if you know one person three different avedas is still three avedas? He learns mesefer dekra from the very end of that pasuk. See, it says in the end of that pasuk, ervas achaisa gilam, you megala the erv of your sister. So what do you have to spell that out for? That's what's coming to tell you that. As your sister and all these other things, you're exposing each one of the Avedas separately. But Abban and Achoyse, the save the Krama Avli, what do they do with it? The boy, they need it for Achoyse to teach you. In the Torah, it says if you have a sister, Bas Aviv, Basima, it means a half sister, you share a common father, or you share a common mother. So what? And you're chayf. So how do you know you're chayf for a full sister that you share the side of the father and side of the mother? How do you know that? So that's why I have an extra pasuk to tell you that you were megala the erves of your sister, erves a choise gila, to tell you that you're full sister also. And why does the Torah come teach you? To teach you shein oinshim adin, because the chayim said kal v'chaymer. Madach, a half sister, you're liable for a full sister. You're not? Of course you are. But it doesn't matter, because we don't punish men hadin. And what not? The Mashal says in the Samachay and Sanhedrin, the word is, because this is a much worse aveda. Who said that this punishment fits the crime? Maybe you need a bigger punishment. Maybe more than Kaddish than that. Maybe other things. Okay, so that's what you pass. He taka holds Einshim Min Adin. So here we have somebody who argues on this concept of Ein Einshim Min Adin. Rabbi Yitzchak clearly holds Einshim Min Adin because no longer has a limit for it. Or he also agrees Ein Einshim Min Adin. So how does he know that a full sister you're also over on? Yalif Einish Ma'azhara. When it comes to the Azhara there, it doesn't say I'm Avim Mi'imai. And it's only a normal sister, so therefore the Einish is the same thing. Okay, let's stop here.